coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your I Don't Have a Slightest Clue couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 14th, 2012.
And this is episode 60, In the Hizzy.
Yep. Welcome to another episode of the At Valentine Podcast. Glad you're here with us.
Definitely. And I actually didn't have a clue what we were this week. I mean, because this weekend was so tied up with Mother's Day. We had out-of-town family. We had a lot of family time.
It was family. All family.
So
family all the time.
So, you know, we didn't have a lot of, at Valentine or Valentine cast time and everything. But again, thank you all for listening again. And, we want to, welcome all our new listeners and thank you to all the listeners that are out there now.
Definitely.
So
welcome.
Yep. Welcome to the show. But, exactly. Like we were saying, for our weekend wrap up, we celebrated Mother's Day.
You keep saying you're going to.
No. Last show, I said I'm just going to do it live every time.
Remember? Okay, so it's a live thing.
I'm going to do it every live. I might go, wooka wooka, weekend wrap up.
So this weekend was Mother's Day. Happy belated Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Yep, definitely.
You'll do a tough job.
Yep, so sure do. And I want to say thank you for all the moms and just all the ladies out there,
none of you all would be here if you didn't have a mom somewhere.
That is correct. So happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And, then also this weekend for Mother's Day, since we had your sister come in town, we had Deidre that's been on the show before. She came in to celebrate Mother's Day with us. And so she had to fly out early on Sunday. So we started doing some of the celebration on Saturday to beat the traffic, So we decided to take Mrs. Crocker to Dragon King's Daughter. And
yeah.
Had we talked about Dragon King's Daughter on the show before?
Maybe. I mean, we've been doing this for over a year, so probably.
Yeah, so
it's good. It's sushi.
Yep.
And flatbread.
Definitely.
And like it has an Asian kind of theme.
Yeah, it's like a East Coast meets West Coast type deal where you can have like some of those things that you can get on the sushi. You can also get like on corn tortillas as a taco, or you can get it onto a flatbread pizza. And then they have a lot of, it's a great place to take folks that are trying to make that step into, trying sushi.
Yeah. I found out why I don't like sushi.
Why do you not like sushi?
I don't like seaweed. The seaweed wrap they use, and almost everybody uses that for the sushi.
Right, and that's probably why.
It tastes like I'm going out on the boat fishing when we go on our fishing trip. That's what it tastes like.
Well, now you know how it feels just to be out on the boat with fishing.
I'm good with that, but I don't want to taste that experience.
Right.
When I'm eating sushi.
Right. So I think one of the things is too is that. You like the sushi that's just rice with the shrimp on top or
Better. That's better.
Okay. I mean, and that's fine. That's sushi.
It tastes fishy because of the seaweed.
But that's sushi that there's no seaweed in that. Okay. That's the one that has the sticky rice with the shrimp on top.
I like that a little better.
Right.
So yeah, Dragon King's Daughter. I had tacos because they have like these. I had kimchi beef tacos. So good. And salmon teriyaki tacos. And everybody shared, which Jay said he loved.
Yeah. I actually, for some reason, it's weird because when I went to China, and I know we're talking about sushi here, but when I went to China, I mean, those cultures, they do a lot of family meals where you have all the food out on the table. And then you have like a little bowl and a little plate. Or sometimes you just eat straight out of the deal and you just had mm-hmm. you take the object and you put it in your bowl of rice.
Right.
And you eat along with it. That's what it almost felt like, where we're all just handing food around and everything else. And was like, oh man, it was nice. It was a nice setting. And Mr. Crocker, of course, you know, sat over there with his steak and rice and not sharing.
My dad is not a share.
That's his prerogative. You know, I can respect that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At least he admits it and doesn't try to, that's just Mr. Crocker. And I totally respect that. But I did love that, you know, mm-hmm. so I definitely want to try to go back again, you know, and for those in Louisville or in the local area that may try out Dragon King's Daughter, we'll have a link in the show notes, but just realize it is a local shop and they cook everything fresh. So they are a little slow. And
it could take a while for your food. So don't expect to go in for a quick meal and come out.
Right.
It's not going to happen.
And it's one of those places. It's in the hip, you know, hipster part of town. This is the young hipster, not the old hipsters out there. Like, you know, Wayne likes hanging out on the whole old hipster road over at Frankfort Avenue. You know,
mm-hmm.
the young hipsters hang out over on Bardstown Road. And the new up and coming ones that moved from New York are over on, is that Main Street or Market? Yeah, it's on Market Street.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, this not the Frankfurt Ave hipsy.
But it's a really good place. It's, I mean, you could drive past it and not even know it's there. So,
right.
Check that out. You're a middle aged hipster too, Shaky.
Who?
Shaky.
I don't know.
He's not.
Nah, he's not.
I just totally made
that. Nah, totally. So. Wait, don't get it twisted. Wayne can totally hang out with the young hipsters. No.
So for Mother's Day, you thought of a great idea to give her a iTunes card,
right?
Because she's got an iPad.
Right. So she got an iPad that she bought from one of the coworkers, and so I know you know she's got a lot of free apps and everything else. So I decided to give her a $15 gift card to iTunes so that she, you know, she can go out there and maybe find some other apps that she may want to, you know, she may want to purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, I had to make sure that Mr. Crocker knew, you know, because they do share an iTunes account. Like we have our own, but we also share between us. So we have like two iTunes accounts.
Right.
So one of the things that, you know, you had to tell Mr. Crocker, you know, that's her $15 out there. Don't go out there buying some Motown.
It was so funny because Dad would just turn up and just buy it. I could totally see him doing that too.
Right. He's like, "Oh, $15. I'm gonna go spend it." You know. So yeah, that was great. And you got your mom some beautiful hydrangeas.
Yeah, I decided to get her. I was gonna get her just regular old, you know, a bunch of flowers, but I decided to get her actual plant, which because she
right.
loves plants, loves flowers. She's a big outdoor flower person, so I got her hydrangea, so it'll be nice year after year, I'm hoping.
Yeah. So how are our flowers doing after this great rain that we had?
Our flowers are doing great. They're perky and happy, and it's going great.
Cool. All right, well, with that, I think we're gonna hop into a little bit of media.
Media.
All right. So last week we had two movies. We had Radio and we had Machine Girl. And do you guys want to know what we did? We watched one of them.
Half fail. It was a half fail.
So we got one of them done. Another one we didn't. You want to guess which one? Anybody want to guess? It was Radio. Radio was what we got to watch.
And we didn't watch Machine Girl, which is...
Not surprising
we didn't watch it, but okay.
You have been saved.
Family.
You have been saved, Renee.
Family, though.
Yeah, that's true.
There was family. That's my excuse that I'm sticking to it. It was a half fail this week.
All right,
let's talk about Radio.
I am throwing Machine Girl back into the mix. I 86'd it back into the mix. But Radio. So this is the first time you got to see Radio. And I've seen Radio. Radio is an inspired movie starring Cuba Gooding Jr. about a school, about a man that is...
About a school about a man.
What it's about is he is mentally challenged. I don't even know the right word. But he's mentally
challenged.
He's mentally challenged. And he comes across this football team and, you know, they treat him bad and the football coach kind of takes him under his wing. He becomes the water boy, or some people may say he became the mascot for the team. And so he was accepted in the community. This is like in 1976. And, you know.
Yeah. Well, the movie took place in 76.
Right. The movie took place in 76. So.
Yeah. I mean, these events took place over like 20 years. Right. So they had to condense it or else it would be too long.
Right. So, I mean, this was back when, you know, if you were mentally challenged, people didn't know how to handle you. Do you go to a regular school? Do you not go to regular school? And plus he was a black guy. So they were kind of like, what's going on here? I mean, it was right on the, Jim Crow was over, but it was like, 10 years later, after Jim Crow and everything. But it, I mean, overall, what did you think about
the movie? I thought it was going to be sad.
Oh, you did?
I did. I don't like sad movies. They make me sad.
That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to make you think.
I don't want a sad movie to make me sad. Make me feel inspired. But anyway, but I liked it. It wasn't so sad. There's some parts that were sad, but it wasn't so sad. And I think he did a really good job, Cuba, portraying. What?
No, I was just doing Cuba good.
Oh.
Doing radio.
Anyway. I think he did a really good job portraying, and I really, really recommend it to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Very family-friendly movie.
Oh, yeah.
It'll give you opportunity to talk about mentally challenged people with your children.
Right.
It'll open up a lot of doors. See? It's a full, all-around family movie.
Yep. So, I threw Machine Girl back out into the abyss.
Bye, Machine Girl. Never to be seen again, along with Milf.
She's number 86 right now.
It better not
just
go
to kind of just kind of give it, people may be wondering what exactly Machine Girl is. It is a Japanese movie. Mechanics equip a Japanese schoolgirl with a machine gun prosthesis when she loses an arm to Yakuza thugs while trying to avenge her brother's murder. Machine Girl.
That all sounds bad. I don't know why, but it all sounds bad. All
right, roll them up, babe. What we going to get today? Come on.
That'll be 86. That'll be 128
is going to be...
Don't be MILF. What is it?
Spy Kids.
Oh, my God. You've seen this, right?
Yes, but you haven't.
I have not. But you said it was good. I remember you saying it was good.
It was good. It was entertaining for me. Yes, you get to watch Spy Kids. Come on. What's the other one? The other movie you haven't seen before. Oh, man.
A kids movie?
Yeah, the Nickelodeon where they're singing and dancing. And I said it's like Glee. High School Musical. High School Music. Come on, High School
Musical. That's not even on there.
Yes, it is.
You put that on there?
I sure did.
I hate you.
129. Come on, 129.
I feel like we're betting. 138.
All right, so 138. Legacy.
What is that about?
That's a thriller.
Oh,
it has your boy in it, Idris Elba.
Ooh.
You must have put that on there.
Probably. It was probably at Luther and I was looking him up.
And here's the thing. You know when it ends?
What?
5:15.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
So we have to watch it tonight or tomorrow, or we have to watch it tonight?
I don't know. We'll find out.
No, we have to watch it tonight. What if it goes away? Is there anything else that's going away tomorrow?
All right, going through the Netflix queue.
We need to find out earlier than the day after.
Nah, that's the only one that's going away.
Okay, we need to find out more than the day after. I need to look at the queue like more often.
It's only an hour and 30 minutes, so we can watch it after the show. And plus it has your boy in it, Idris Elba. After surviving the failed mission in Europe, Black Ops soldier Malcolm Gray, I assume that's Idris. I mean... broods in the shabby motel and ponders the ascent of his politician brother. So it's rated R. Huh. It's got 3.1. They say I'll say 3.1. So
that's not bad. It can't be as bad as MILF or Machine Girl.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Cool. So, Idris Elba, here we come.
Yep. You get your fix tonight. Whoop, whoop. So. And, it's shaky in the chat room did point out, we do have plans tomorrow. No, Diablo is coming out, you know.
Diablo's important thing we have to do tomorrow.
Right.
From the time we get home to the time we go to bed.
Right.
So.
So, last week was some renewals that, that had to happen and maybe some letdowns. Community, 30 Rock, Parks and Rec. What's going on with that, babe? With the, from the great execs from NBC.
Okay. So the initial rumor was, that 30 Rock, Parks and Rec and Community were all canceled.
Right.
Uproar.
Oh no.
Then they came out and said, Community, I was getting 13 episodes, they get 13 so a shortened season. And I had already apologized to the fans up there. I was mad because the show I like, Parks and Rec, was getting canceled. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of mean to the show that I didn't like so much.
But, you apologize? I missed that one.
Yeah, I apologized on Twitter because I was realized I was being really...
Was that after I had that talk with you?
I think probably. I don't know. It was that morning.
Okay, yeah, it was after we had a talk.
Because
we've already established on the show that we're not Community fans.
But that's fine. Not everybody can like every show.
Right. But we are Parks and Rec fans.
And,
you know?
And I like 30 Rock. Just not as much, but I like 30 Rock too.
Right.
So then, but then they came out and said Parks and Rec is getting 22 more episodes.
Right. So they're getting the full season.
So I was really excited.
Right.
Still haven't heard anything about 30 Rock. As far as I know, they're still gone.
Right. So, I mean, but the thing with 30 Rock is you can kind of see a little bit that it's not as funny. You know, I think Arezzo and them have pointed out it's not as funny as it used to be. So it's kind of going to decline a little bit. And there's only so many show twists you can have. Jenna and what's his name? The black guy.
Jason said that 30 Rock also got a shortened season, so they get a shortened season too.
Okay, I can't think of his name.
Sorry, who?
The black guy on 30 Rock. I can't
Tracy
think of his name.
Tracy Morgan.
See, it just goes to show you. I'm
or,
horrible.
Or Grizz. Grizz.
Right. So.
And the other dude.
But, you know, there's only so much that you can keep doing with those characters and stuff like that. So,
there you go.
I'm glad you apologized.
I did. I was being really rough on them, and I was just...
You
just
being very me.
Very you?
Yeah. You were really riding them kind of hard. I was actually... Part of me was proud of you. That was the one part of me that was like, go ahead, babe.
Tell him. Tell him how the show
But then the other part of me was like, oh, man. You know, you kind of...
Coming down hard on him.
You're unrelentless.
It's horrible. You know, I was like, very grumpy.
But that's fine.
It was
that's
early
fine.
In the morning. I was just grumpy.
Yeah.
Rawr.
And then the big news from EA last week that we learned is that the reason that Star Wars lost 400,000 subscriptions is because of us, babe.
Yeah.
You know, we're apparently casual MMO players.
Mm-hmm.
And the 400,000 subscriptions they lost was because of us.
Yeah.
We weren't hardcore enough.
They said because casual players stopped playing, so that's why 400,000 subs were lost. So me, who've been
playing MMOs since 2004.
Right. So yeah, so apparently we're casual.
Right. So let's go back to when I was in college. I mean, I was playing the original MMO back when it was text and you had to read it. You know, you had to read the stuff. And if you want to go east, you got to type E and press enter. And then you got to read the description of the room. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, EA, you suck. Your game sucks. Get over it and everything else. So I want to apologize to all the Star Wars, the Old Republic fans for saying that. But the game sucked. You know, after a while, just get repetitious. And aside from a single player game, mm-hmm. You suck. So.
Suck. But anyway, so yeah. I mean, it is what it is. EA has their thing, but we'll talk about that more. Actually, we're going to talk about talk about this more tomorrow.
Yeah, we're special. Podcast. Yeah, we're special guests tomorrow on the show.
We don't have to do anything but just show up.
No, I gotta do some other stuff because I was supposed to try some mixer stuff.
So, but, so we're gonna be on the Gaming After Dark podcast.
Yep, we mentioned them before in Podcast of the Week. Mm-hmm. You know, with Jason Shaky Legs and Nick Sleeper.
It's schizophrenic.
It's gonna be like five people on there. You know what I'm saying? You get us on there, it's gonna be like seven. It's gonna be a riot.
Nick. You know? Yeah, we said Nick Sleeper. We still got this, yep, Shaky.
I'm going by Twitter.
So yeah, 7:30. Twitch. You are on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
I think they're on Twitch.
Right.
So they're on Twitch.tv/
GAD. Yep. Gaming After Dark. But just follow us on Twitter and you'll see us tweet it that, you know, we're going, maybe we will be going live or whatnot. So.
Yeah, because I think they go live over there. So yep. We'll be live.
They do it live.
GamingAfterDark.com.
They're big too, man.
They are big.
They're huge.
They're bigger than we are.
I'm surprised.
And they are hardcore with their gaming talk. Like, we just scratch the surface. They get down and dirty.
Oh, yeah.
So
we're like noobs. I mean, they aren't the reason that Star Wars is dying. I mean, they're really hardcore gamers. Yeah, you know?
So we're the reason.
Yeah, we're the reason.
So watch for that tomorrow if you want to see more of us. If Monday just isn't enough. And then everybody's excited about this new game.
In less than 5 hours.
5 hours. New game is coming out.
New game. From Blizzard.
Diablo 3.
Most
pre-ordered game. See, I thought it was the most pre-ordered game ever, but I think it's the most pre-ordered game by Blizzard.
Oh, okay.
That would make more sense. But so this is
For Shaky to look up tomorrow.
Yeah, this is the most heralded game in a long time.
Right.
They released Diablo 2 in 97, 99?
Something like that.
I'm going to look that up. But so we actually pre-ordered this.
Well, we didn't pre-order. We got it with the annual pack. Oh. Well, you know what? Yeah, we pre-ordered and we're still paying for it.
Yeah, nah. So we'll put it that way.
So we got the annual pass from Blizzard back in October of 2011, which when you bought an annual pass, that also meant that you got Diablo 3 free. Mm-hmm. So we got Diablo 3. We already had the installer downloaded. Probably about 2 weeks ago or a week ago, whenever we could get it installed. Every other day, I would start it up to see if the fire was still falling or whatever.
From the sky. Still flying from the sky.
So today, around 1 Eastern time, the sky was no longer falling and you could run the installer. So. Yep.
And Diablo 2 came out in 2000. So it's been a long time.
Right.
So people have been waiting for it for that long. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So exciting. Hopefully, if you're looking to play with us on Diablo or something like that, look us up. I think I'm Cowboy hashtag 1107. And Renee is Iceflow hashtag something, 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 something. I don't know where it is.
Yeah. And we've just been playing Terra.
Right.
Hardcore Terra.
Yep. We've been playing some Terra and we've been having a great time.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about it because, I mean, it's the same thing every week. It's pretty. It's great. It's fun.
It's horses. There is one thing that I did kind of find out about is that the reason there's no day or night cycles in Terra is because we're in a dream and we're in the dream of the gods. And that's where we're fighting this battle. So whenever there's good, there's always light. So, and then we're combating the darkness and all this other stuff. So, I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, one of the other things that we also did this week was, I got the Comic Zeal Reader for the iPad.
Oh, why did he do that?
Well, it's actually a universal app. And I want to thank, Azixa for telling me which comic book reader is out there. And we use it we have probably about 63 issues of digital copy of a Walking Dead.
Yeah, and I have been flying through these. I'm on like 20.
Right.
It's such a fast read. I'm like, okay, I love digital copies of comics. I thought I wouldn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Right.
I love it, love it, love it. So I've actually caught up to the series, which is good.
Okay, that's
good.
So
I'm trying to get a little far ahead because I want to read the thread where people are talking about stuff. So now there's little spoilers there. So
I see what you're saying.
So I'm trying to read on ahead, but it's really, really good.
Right.
I'm really excited. So.
Right. So
thanks for downloading that.
Hey, no problem. So we have, for comic books, we have Walking Dead. We have The Legend of Dritz. We have also have Supergirl. We have the Mass Effect comics that I hear are pretty good. We also have a couple of Game of Thrones comic books, which is interesting.
I didn't know they had Game of Thrones comic
books. Yeah, I might look at that. And we also have the Batman Hush series.
Shh.
Shh. Don't say a word. But yeah. So that was it in media. And we're going to move on into a little bit of food.
The fridge is not prepared.
All right. So this past week in food, I did a little cooking this week. I actually cooked twice, three times if you want to count the time that I helped out with the,
yes,
with the sticky
thigh. We will
thigh.
Count that.
Yes. All right. So, this week, one of the meals that I cooked was, I grilled some salmon and I marinated in mesquite marinade and I made mashed potatoes. No, I made broiled red potatoes.
And it was yummy. I love those.
And green beans. And I actually cooked the salmon in cedar planks. So, one of the things that I did not have was, I didn't have baker's twine. So I did a ghetto maneuver and I used the twine that we used to tie off the path that, I had bought before Chris brought his. And it was nylon. And so I stuck it in the grill. And when I went back to go check the salmon, like, you know, 10 minutes later, and the nylon had all melted off.
It was hilarious.
You know, but it was sticking to the cedar planks and everything. And it still tasted great. There was no nylon crusted salmon being served. Salmon was being served that day. And then on Wednesday, no, that was Friday. You threw me off with the.
I did not.
With the buffalo wings and rings.
Oh, well, I switched it up. Well,
okay.
Does it have to be in order, Jay?
All right, so then.
Just stickler for time.
We also tried out a new restaurant called Buffalo Wings and Rings, and it's not a local chain. They have franchises all over the United States, I guess, but Renee had bought a Groupon. For wings and rings, and it was delicious. We were actually surprised at how good it was.
Yeah, it's a very family friendly kind of sports bar type thing.
Yeah, it's like a family friendly BW3s. Not saying BW3s isn't family friendly, but it's more, you know, TVs like everywhere at BW3s, and it's loud. And Buffalo Wings and Rings, you have your TV and stuff, but it's not as loud. And there's a lot of light in this one, in this particular one. And their wings are very meaty. And I like the fact that you can get their wings, any flavor you want. And so if I want like sweet barbecue, I can get them mild, medium, hot, extra hot, extremely hot, you know. So I can actually pick my flavor and pick my temperature. So it's not like I can get lemon pepper, extreme hot. I can get mango flavored wings, mild. So I really like that.
Yeah. I could tell it's something you would like.
Because sometimes it's like, you know, I want honey barbecue, but I want some heat to it. But we're going back for lunch because they actually, we've heard that they had good gyros.
And that's exciting. So we're planning on going there for lunch on Thursday.
Yep. We're going there for lunch on Thursday.
I'm going to try that for sure.
Yep. And, So I signed up for that club and we get a free appetizer and we'll probably get their buffalo nachos again. Maybe. No, we already had them once.
Try something else. The buffalo nachos were really good, but
yes.
We'll try something else.
Okay. But yeah, they have buffalo chicken nachos that were really good. And I absolutely think you should try them. They're really good. And then last week we talked about the meatloaf. The zesty meatloaf, chicken meatloaf that I was going to make.
Oh, this is exciting. This is a great story.
So around on Thursday, which is working home that during my lunch, after I ate my lunch, I went ahead and start prepping the meatloaf, you know, getting it ready, getting the mix in and everything else and getting it in the pan everything was cool. It was great. You know, we added the seasoning. We added all the stuff. We accidentally added the cheese into it, which.
Yeah, it was an accident.
Right. So, cooked it for, since it was a 2-pound meatloaf and it called for an hour with a 1-pound meatloaf, we cooked it for like an hour and 15, an hour and 20, you know, and it looked great. It smelled good. I tasted a little bit and it seemed like it was a little salty. I think what we'll do is cut back on some of the taco seasoning,
mm-hmm.
or we'll take Lucia's advice from our Ray team and make our own taco seasoning.
All right.
But so I made it earlier during the day. So about 2 o'clock, I pulled it out. I pulled it out then and I put it on the stove and covered it with foil. Okay. And then when we were getting ready to eat, I put the dish, the 9x13 dish back in the oven. I turned the oven on to 350, you know, to heat the meatloaf up. And then while I was doing that, I was boiling water to make the Idahoan mashed potatoes. So I'm making the potatoes. The meatloaf has finished, you know, heating up. I take the meatloaf out of the oven and we have a ceramic top, stove top.
Mm-hmm.
Take the meatloaf out of the oven. This 9x13 Pyrex glass dish or anchor glass dish. And I set it on the ceramic stove like I did earlier that day. But I just had got through boiling potato waters for the potatoes
immediately.
And as soon as I put that on the freaking stove, a corner of it touched the eye where I had been boiling potatoes. The thing exploded.
Glass everywhere. It was like a bomb went off. Like, shoo, out in four directions. It was the weirdest sound. I mean, and I had my back turned kinda.
Right.
I turned back around. I was like, was the stove hot? And you're like, it shouldn't have mattered. I was like, yeah, kind of matters. I was like, oh no. But
so
you weren't hurt. That was the important thing.
No one was cut by flying glass. The meatloaf wasn't destroyed. But
luckily, yeah.
But my appetite went away.
Obviously.
Because,
I mean, if anything like that happens.
Because I don't like broken glass. I don't think anybody likes broken glass.
Broken glass.
There is that TLC show about weird things that people eat.
Yeah, it's true.
And that one guy was eating glass. So, I guess don't knock it until you try it, I guess, but I won't be able to knock it. don't set Pyrex dishes on hot countertops.
It is a very bad idea.
So we went and we watched the Consumer Report people had did a study of, does this really happen? And they showed countless times it happening. And every time they would take it and they would set it on something that was, you know, hot like that or something like that, it'd do the same thing. Pow! 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 It was like,
and they were just watching it shaking his head.
I was like, yep, that's how it went. Yep, that's how it went. Yep. That's how that went. And I was like, you know.
It's crazy.
It was the worst feeling ever.
But that's okay. We're going to get a new one.
Yep.
And all's well that ends well.
Yep. And speaking of new cookware.
You got some new cookware.
What'd you get, babe?
Okay. So it was one of those things where I said, I don't need that. Jay was like, hey, we should get it. Got a new pan, new saute pan. The old saute pan was 10 inches.
Roughly.
And we got a 12 inch to easily fit more stuff in there and won't have to worry about, you know, because I had the thighs jammed in the pan, like, and they were real close together. So, yeah, I liked the new pan. It was really, really huge. And so, yeah, it was great.
Yep.
Loved it. So, new pan. And, I have one more thing to talk about.
All right.
Actually, our good friend Strumpet, who was a guest on the podcast, she actually tweeted about this food site that I had heard about but never really went to called foodgawker.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I put a link there to what she linked to. It's all these pictures and recipes of all this food. You should click on it.
I'm looking at it.
Look at all the different stuff. And there's 1,216 pages of just drinks and desserts and food. And Monster the pictures cookie are dip. So amazing. So I'm going to put this in the show notes. Check it out. Looks good. I might get some inspiration from some of these.
This eggs in the cloud look kind of cool.
Eggs in a cloud? Is that like raw eggs?
No.
Not raw eggs, but is it like poached egg?
I don't know. Mm. You don't have to make it that way. Sweet chili chicken quesadilla chicken.
And there's one on there. Baked barbecue pork taquitos. You know how I am about taquitos. Anything Mexican related. Food. Mexican food related. Mexican food related.
But
so, yeah. So check that out. So that's our food section. And if you have anything for us to try out, let us know.
Odds and ends.
I saw you try to cut me off.
No, I was queuing it up.
I know. I'm just messing with you.
So this week in Odds and Ends, President Obama endorsed same-sex marriage.
Yeah, and that's a really big deal. So I at least wanted to touch on it for a second.
Right.
Since this is a very historic thing that happened.
Yep. And, you know, we have friends that are able to marry their loved ones that are the same sex and everything else like that. Some of them live in Britain. Some live here in America and everything else. But it's funny because Joe Biden actually had said something the day before. And apparently, from what I understand, I think Obama was waiting to say it, I think.
At the Democratic Convention.
I heard the Democratic Convention, and I also heard that he was going to wait until December to say it. I don't know why December. I guess that was after everything else has passed over, you know. But, you know, so pretty much with Joe, you know, who likes to talk, said something, you know, kind of put him on spot to say something.
Yeah. And I think in 20 years, we're going to look back on this and think it's the same way as blacks marrying whites. And I mean, that's how I feel. That's my personal feeling. I know a lot of people don't feel the same way.
Right. But
I think this is a long time coming, and I look forward to it going this way in the future.
Right. And even with, you know, interracial marriages and stuff like that, there's sometimes that they still get looked at awkwardly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that same thing can happen, you know, with same sex couples. And everything else, you know, get the whole awkwardness, you know, the look, that, you know, people are like, you know, that's weird. And it's weird, you know, cause we were watching, Lincoln, Nebraska is, doing, they're going to have some vote on what sexual orientation.
Yeah. It was an equality bill to give homosexuals the same protection and, like you can't discriminate based on sexual orientation and
right.
Something like that.
Right. So basically, that's happening in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it's really weird, you know, because some people, some things that they say, or some people that had bad experience with gay people, maybe flirting with them, hitting on them, stalking them or anything like that, the same thing happens with heterosexuals as well. And the weird thing is that sometimes because it's not both of them bad. Heterosexuals have bad people. Homosexuals have bad people too, you know. And, you know, it's a huge
discussion. People are people.
Yeah.
Like, there are bad black people. There are bad white people, Asians, people are people. So you can't say this is because somebody's a certain type of person.
Right.
People are people.
Right. And they're like, you know, I don't want to have, you know, a gay teacher because if I have a gay teacher, he's just looking for a way to get in any way that he can. And then someone brought up the coach and, the coach that had the college coach that had a relationship with some of the players, you know, they said that he devised to be a football coach so that he could, you know, have sex with college age men. And it's like, really? I mean, I don't know. You know, yeah, it seemed like you would pick up on people that would do that, that are
yeah
before they get that far. And then also this week, there's been a lot of talk of the Time cover magazine for this week about a issue, not an issue, but a new mode of thinking or a new parenting method of mm-hmm. called attached parenting. And basically with attached parenting, you're with your kid 24/7 as much as you can. And even, and you breast the mother will still breastfeed their kids at age 5, mm-hmm. at age 6, you know, until I guess they want to give the breast up, I guess.
Yeah, the child self-weans. When the child's ready to go, then the child goes.
Right. So
the child's ready to eat big person food, then they eat big person food.
Right. And so, you know, for me personally, I think it that's not something that I would want, you know, you to do. You know.
That's not something I want to do, period.
And I think to me, it seems like it's more of the thing for the parent than it is for the child. And I can't believe we're getting into some deep stuff and odds and ends. We don't even get
deep stuff and odds and ends. But hey, I didn't know where it was going to go. So hey.
Right.
Here's good. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, personally, okay, this is for me, for all you moms out there who breastfeed. I personally think it's a little creepy. Like,
oh, yeah.
Thing. But that's for me. For everybody else, that's fine. I don't think it's creepy for you. You go do your thing. But if I had a kid, I'd be pumping, and I'm not going to know. And I'm not pulling out my boobs, sticking it in the baby's mouth, not doing it.
Yeah, it's like.
So that's not something I would
want
to do.
Right. It's like, you know, if you want your kid to still have it, you just pump it and give it to him in the glass and say, here. Here's a glass of my breast milk. Yeah. Now, and again, we don't have problems with breastfeeding at all. I think it's when it gets to it's when the kid is like, give me the boob.
Yeah, the kid's asking like that, I'm like, eh.
Well, they won't say give me the boob, they'll say mommy, I'm hungry and stuff like that. Yeah. You know?
So but hey, it's not illegal, so again,
nope.
I guess to each its own. So
definitely
go do your thing. So, and also we have a fun story.
Oh yeah,
Jay, what did we do Tuesday?
So
it was Wednesday.
On Wednesday after lunch, we had a little bit of time, and we were on Barstown Road. Barstown Road again in Louisville is where the young hipsters hang out, and there was a bookstore called Secondhand Bookstore or
Second Story Books.
Second Story Books. I was like, I want to go to this bookstore because I want to see what books they have. Oh, but first of all, trying to find parking on Barstown Road during lunch is horrible.
Horrid.
You know, you park on the street and then you hope you don't get a ticket, or you have to park far away and you have to walk. So either way, it's kind of crazy. But we walk in this bookstore and it was like, I don't know. We were greeted by three or four dogs.
Three dogs.
We were greeted by three dogs.
And look, I love dogs. I have two dogs, but I don't know if I want to be greeted by somebody. You don't know what the dog's going to do.
Right. So, I mean, these dogs were like all over us, sniffing.
They were smallish dogs, too. They weren't big dogs, but.
But still, these dogs were like all over us. We were like, really? And. You know, the lady in there kind of halfway says hi, you know, doesn't really say anything.
No.
And we walk up the stairs, and I mean, you can tell that animals live here.
Yeah, it kind of stunk a little bit. It didn't just smell like old books, it smelled like animals.
Right. It smelled like, you know, animals, you know. And then we're sitting there looking at books and everything else, and all of a sudden this guy runs in frantic. Where's, you know,
Harry?
Where's Harry? You know, and then he's like calling the other three dogs. You guys go upstairs. You guys go upstairs. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then he's like
yelling the whole time.
Harry, where's Harry? Oh my God. My dad's going to kill me. And he's like running all over the store, running out of the store.
And then he ran outside around the corner. Harry, come here, Harry. I got a treat. T-R-E-A-T.
Yeah. For some treat. T-R-E-A-T.
He kept spelling out treat.
And it was just weird. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, God, I can't find my dog. My dad's going to kill me if I can't find his dog. And we were like, come on, what is this nonsense? And it was just really
like,
weird.
And we'd already asked where the science fiction, and the girl came over. She was like, well, here's kind of fiction. basically.
And over there is not sci-fi, but
crime.
So it's probably over here in this area.
Yeah, and it wasn't there.
So finally,
with the guy,
he finally realized that his dad took the dog with him, and was like, oh yeah, he took the dog with him. And he was like,
I'm like, how could you not remember?
How could I not remember?
I don't know. Frantically looking for 5 minutes, wouldn't you?
Remember? I think somebody was doing some LSD.
I don't know. It was nuts, but it was. It wasn't the nice secondhand bookstore shop that I've been to before.
Right.
Barcelona has other secondhand bookshops that are nice. This was a little.
Yeah. So it's like moments like that is when I'm kind of like, you know, I'm just going to go to, a big brick like, and mortar store.
Like, you know where your science fiction is and you know where all your stuff is.
Right. And I don't have to deal with any crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh my God, I can't believe it's been a show.
Yeah, man, I can't believe we talked for 45 minutes.
That's because I like talking to you.
Yeah.
Sometime.
All right, so if you guys want to reach us, you can reach us at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. If you want to go to our website, that is valentinecast.com. If you don't reach us on Twitter, you can reach us on Twitter at ValentineCast. If you want to go over to YouTube and watch us, you can go to youtube.com/ValentineCast.
And if you want to call us, you can call us at 415-75-VCAST.
What?
That is 415-758-2278. If you want to tweet Jay and tell him how awesome he is, you can tweet him at TheCowboy. That's TheCowboy. And my Twitter feed is TheIceFlow.
Yep. So, outro music. All the music you heard in the show is brought to you by Pretty Lights Music. You can find them at prettylightsmusic.com. Go check them out and download their free albums. Donate if you would, if you really like the music and everything. Those guys greatly appreciate it. They do a great job, and we really thank them for letting us use the music. Thank you, Shaky. Thank you, Wayne, for hanging with us tonight.
Thanks,
in the
guys.
Live chat room. And if you ever want to watch us record, we record on Monday nights. We start live at 6:30, and then the show usually kicks off not far off after that. Depends how close we've gotten our stuff together. And thank you all for listening to us.
Thanks, guys.
And you have a great week, and Memorial Day is around the corner. And you guys, happy Diablo release.
I know. We get to talk about it next week on the podcast. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
We could stay up till 12 o'clock. You know, we could.
Yeah, that is true.
We could. Are we? That's another thing altogether.
We'll see what happens.
But, all right, guys. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us, and you all have a great week.
All right. If you're in the chat room, you know, we stay until the end. Peace out.
be trying out Marmite tonight. Let's see how this one be. What not? Yeti, yeti, yeti. Yeti, yeti, yeti. Yeti, yeti, yeti. I don't know.